noted in the October 5th Rappaport Research report for prices indicated that diamond demand right now is mainly being driven by existing retail orders with very little dealer trading. Polished diamond prices continued to fall month to month as economic uncertainty and tight liquidity weighed on cutting centers. Hong Kong dominated September trading where business was slow but better than expected. Chinese buyers pressed for lower prices and kept purchases at a minimum. The RapNet Diamond Index for 1 carat and half a carat polished goods fell 4.5% in September. Rap before 3 carat diamonds dropped just less than 1%. Here is how prices settled for third quarter then. Rap before 1 carat rose 23.7% year on year. Half a carat jumped 29.3%. 3 carats up 20.7%. Rappaport expects large dealers with strong liquidity to start buying up rough goods at current discounted rates, which are running about 15%. Rough availability is also expected to rise as speculation in the dealer market diminishes and as cutters seek to ramp up polished production. Specifically in India, rough inventories are sufficient to last through Diwali, and cutters are hesitant to ante up additional capital for new rough purchases. Nonetheless, trading sentiment is low ahead of this most important local festival season. The dollar is much stronger against the rupee in the past few weeks, too, and that is affecting trading activity. Now, you can read the entire research report at diamonds.net/report. I will return right after this message.
Rappaport is the primary source of diamond prices and market information used by the diamond trade all over the world. To get the Rappaport price list, please visit our website, www.rappaport.com, or email pricelist@rappaport.com.
Following the De Beers' move to hold on prices this month, Al Rosa pledged to hold rough diamond prices stable as it anticipates weaker trading in the coming months. The company cited liquidity shortages, significant reduction in the speculative trading market, and financial market jitters for these current conditions. Al Rosa has reduced supplies to the open market in October, but it remains bullish going into 2012 as they expect strong diamond jewelry sales globally in the fourth quarter to help spur rough demand throughout next year. Here is a look at how precious metals performed this past week. For all the latest industry news, be sure to check diamonds.net, and you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook.